In the second Aliyah of Parshas Miketz, Paro asks Yosef to interpret his dream, and he uses the language Tishma Chalom, listen, hear this dream. And Rosham Shnafal Hirsch notes that, of course, the way in which one listens has a great impact on how one is able to interpret something, and this is true in all areas of life, but certainly in an area such as interpreting dreams. And Yosef responds to Paro that the ability is not his, but Biladai, it's not me, it comes from God. And this is the Midah of Tzaddikim throughout, to be able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes Yaakov notes that this is also a desire to connect Shem Shamayim to the physical world and to recognize God's presence behind everything, which is, of course, also one of the major themes of Chanukah and a part of the relevance of Parshas Miketz, so often being read during Chanukah. In his dream, Paro describes himself as Omeid al Sfas HaYor, standing on the bank of the Nile River, and Rav Soloveitchik, in his drashos, understood that the imagery here is that the Nile representing the economy of the Egyptian people, this image of Paro standing above it represents success and his ability to harness the resources of the physical world, but also to ask the question, was it worth it? Is there the possibility here that his dream means that all of these elements of the physical world may come back and bite him? And Yosef responds that, yes, it is worth it, but one needs wisdom and intelligence and a sensitivity to the needs of the people to know how to harness it. So Paro describes his dreams to Yosef, and as part of his description, he mentions Ve'ein Magidli, that his people are not able to interpret the dreams for him. And the Netziv comments that this is a part of his question. How come they're not able to explain it to me? I need somebody of your caliber to not only interpret the dreams, but also to explain to me why it's something that the people around me aren't able to explain. And Yosef, as part of his explanation, emphasizes the fact that the doubling of the dream is significant. This is in Pasuk Lamed Beis, he says, Val Hishanos HaChalom. The fact that the dream is repeated is significant. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos that because the dream is repeated, that means it will happen definitively and quickly. And Rabbi Eliezer Geltzeller in his Sichos has an essay about this in which he reflects upon this in the context of the idea of a dream referring to a vision and aspiration. And he explains that dreams come true when they are the dreams of people who don't only have them in a passing fashion, but they stick with them and they see them in all contexts. And here this is something that we find both regarding Yosef and Paro. They have dreams that are both repeated, but also come up in different contexts with different imagery and the same message repeated again. So somebody who's able to stick with the same dream and see it in different settings and in different contexts, that's an indication that they have an actual commitment to the vision that the dream represents, and that is indeed likely to come true. Yosef tells Paro that he's going to appoint someone in order to manage the situation. Be'er Yosef explains that the fact that Paro woke up in between the two dreams and went back to sleep is an indication that he will be out of the picture during the actual action, in the sense that he will appoint someone else to do the work even while he is awake. And the type of person who he's supposed to appoint is described as a Navon v'chacham. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in his commentary, has an interesting discussion about the difference between the two. And he notes that here, chachma is essentially the taking in of existing wisdom, and bina is the insight into things and the discernment between things and to the essence of things and the ability to penetrate into the very nature of things themselves. And he notes that it's unusual that the mental function that would seem to be passive, which is chachma, it's about absorbing and receiving, is expressed in the active form chacham, while the intellectual operation, in which we seem to be independent, is expressed in the passive form navon. And he suggests that they're meant to convey important warnings, that one who is looking to absorb everything that he's being given, whether it's in nature or in Torah, has to have the utmost intellectual energy, a complete concentration of all of his mental powers, so that he'll understand the true reality in its complete nature. And if he doesn't invest this energy, he may think that he sees and he understands and he hears, but he'll only see partially, and he'll see falsely, and he'll only understand superficially, and he will lose what he grasps. While conversely, a person who enjoys tvuna, his deductive activity, where he feels that he's productive and creative, needs to be warned not to rush into that kind of activity and to jump to conclusions where he might make mistakes. And therefore, he needs to be more passive rather than active. He has to keep in mind the two alternatives and weigh them carefully until the logical conclusion presents itself automatically. So in other words, says Rav Hirsch, he has to be a Navon before becoming a Mevin. Otherwise, he will have perhaps a brilliant conclusion, but his premises will be false. This, he says, is what the Mishnah means in Pirkei Avos, Im ein das ein bina, im ein bina ein das, that one has to be able to balance these two midos together in order to make sure that he doesn't make mistakes. Paro is impressed by Yosef, and he says, "Hanimsak hazayish." And Rav Simcha Zisselbroyd of Chevron has an essay about this statement, where he notes that you see that the Paro of Yosef had a spiritual sensitivity, and he had an enormous appreciation for Chachma, the fact that he chose to elevate this Jewish slave boy, which was very much against the practice at that time in Mitzrayim, is something that itself is reflective of his nature. And it's striking that according to the Balei Tosfos in their comment in Shmos, this is actually the same Paro who was involved with Moshe. And at first, he actually refused to take on the Jews, and they dethroned him for 3 months, and he came back a changed person. But at this point, he was somebody who actually had a spiritual sensitivity and was able to be receptive to Chachma, and the way in which he interacts with Yosef is reflective indeed of a more refined nature. So he selects Yosef, and we find that Yosef himself is called a Chacham and Navon. Soloveitchik comments here in his understanding of the phrases that this plan requires both imagination plus implementation. And it's not necessarily so hard to come up with these plans on an intellectual basis, but to be able to think long term and to figure out how to implement it, that is indeed quite a challenge. In the Sefer Das Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Grossman, he notes that it needs to be explained perhaps why Yosef's explanation was so impressive to Paro, while all of his own interpreters failed to impress him, and he suggests that a crucial element is that Yosef was ready to take responsibility for the interpretation and actually implement it, while the others just suggested what it meant. Here, Yosef was actually able to make it real and to stand behind it, and this is a part of what showed him that he was indeed very special.